From the book of Amos, chapter 8, verse number 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirst for the water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Here we have in Amos 8 a chapter on the coming judgment of the province or the kingdom of Israel. They have fallen into idolatry, and as a result, all the behaviors that fall behind idolatry, such as sexual immorality, the worship of familiar spirits, the stars, and other abominations of the Lord. They heard the word through the prophets down through the decades and centuries, and now they refuse to repent, and as a result, the word of God shall be scarce in their life. There are those today that have their cupboards full. They're prospering and they're okay when it comes to sustenance, bread, water, and the material things of this world, such as the children of Israel. Yet they had a famine of the word of God. And today there are those that have heard the word of God and are coming into a famine of hearing the word. They reject the truth of Scripture when it comes to trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They reject the truth of Scripture when it comes to repenting from their sins. They reject the truth of Scripture when it comes to protecting the unborn in the womb. They reject the truth of Scripture when it comes to being faithful in their marriage. They reject the truth of Scripture when it comes to trusting that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him. There's a famine in the land, and we see it today. Individuals know what TV programs come on during the day and night by heart, but they refuse to study and read the Scriptures. They know what sports athletes are by name and Hollywood stars by movie and name, yet they do not know, nor read, nor study the Scriptures. They know the top 10 music songs that are here today, yet they do not know the Scriptures nor the word of God. Isaiah in chapter 30 verse 10 had the same warning to the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah, when they rejected the word of God and said, prophesy not unto us the word of God, prophesy unto us smooth things, things that tickle our ears. Paul gives a warning in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, which states, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Here in the last days, we see a famine of the word of God. We see an increase in churches preaching opinion, an increase in churches preaching feel-good sermons. We see pastors fearful of congregations being of low population, and they preach in order to keep the seats filled instead of preaching the word of God. There's a famine in the land, and individuals today are rejecting the word of God as a whole and embracing sermons that scratch the itch of the ear, seeking not truth, but seeking sermons that accommodate for their sinful behavior. There's a famine in the land, and the answer is for individuals in the pulpit, Christians here and there, to preach the word, teach the word, share the word with their families and in their homes for Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.